Yeah, indeed. I know it was at the very end of the day and everybody was tired, but it was the most, in my opinion, it was one of the most important motions of the day, considering the fact that we are a coastal county and we rely so heavily on our fishing industry. And obviously, in light of everything that has happened in recent times with the reports and the scientific advice and the 70% cuts in our fishing and the mackerel, it has left us in a very precarious position. We are left now with trying to figure out what are we going to do and how are we going to manage going forward. So I have called on the council to contact and write to, well, firstly Minister Dooley, but any other relevant ministers also in relation to training, in relation to diversification, Minister Peter Burke, try and get him involved and have a really serious conversation. There was a stakeholders grouping that was to be established, and Minister Dooley did mention it. And it was in relation to, obviously, the fishing, the fishermen themselves, the fishing industry, the boat owners and the factories. But what it really doesn't include in Minister Dooley's statement, and I'm sure it will be included, will be the ancillary services that rely so heavily on that fishing industry, which is obviously, you know, your net mending, your electronic packages, your refrigeration, anything directly linked to the fishing industry. But then on top of that, you obviously have the third element of it, is which is the people, the local people who were employed in the factories, okay, albeit sporadically and all of the rest of it, and they wouldn't have had a great opportunity over the years to make a lot of money out of the industry, because obviously the factories are determined on the fish quotas as well. So we find ourselves in a position whereby, you know, the hours of work are not as much as they used to be, and the factory employees are not getting the money that they used to get, obviously. And that in turn then falls on the local coffee shops, the local shops themselves, even down to the butchers, down to the supermarkets that supply the food to the fishing boats. And all of that, there's a huge knock-on effect because of the lack of fish coming into the port and into any port in the county, and indeed any port down the west coast of Ireland. So, you know, we need this task force, but we really need to look at it in a much broader scale and a much wider element. We need to be able to train people up. You know, people need to diversify. It's going to take a couple of years, and only the strongest may survive. So, you know, this is a real, real crisis that we are going to face now as we speak. Well, yesterday evening, some of the factories were well full. There's a lot of people in working, which is great. But you won't see that next month. You know, and that's the problem that we have. And plus the fact if anybody wanted to go on a community employment scheme or whatever it might be to train up, they wouldn't be able to do that if they worked in the previous 12 months for any more than 30 days, which is a very old, outdated system that also needs to be looked at in relation to the industry itself, because it's a unique industry, but it's also one of the most important industries that we have in the Northwest.
It is, and Kelly Beggs is an example of numerous coastal communities right across Ireland that it's affecting thousands of people who live there, and it's all coming down to the same issue, I suppose, like you said there. Whenever there's one particular industry that does have such a wide ripple effect in terms of employment, like that 30-day rule needs to be examined.
Oh, totally. And there was something that happened a number of years ago, and I'm not very au fait with it, but it had been mentioned to me before when there was a crisis previously. There was like an emergency stamp put on for people just to keep them, you know, to keep their social welfare entitlements up and maybe for pensions at a later age or whatever it is. But that would be very important to have a look at that too, because people really need to rely on the fact that they're going to be looked after. And these people are workers. They work very hard. They're out as much as they can. But there's a depression coming, and there's a depression already here whereby people just know that there's not a great light at the end of the tunnel for at least a couple of years. So we really need help. But it's the people on the ground, it's the local communities, the local people who rely on the industry to have put bread and butter on the table. they're the people that we need to be looking after. And I understand it. Obviously, the fishing sector will be looked after. They always would be. And indeed, the processors as well. But when it comes to the people on the payroll, who were on the payroll last year and the year before, they're the people that we need to make sure are looked after.
And just on the point of retraining and just diversifying it, these particular people's skill range, it's really important that there's a hand extended to those people, because they may be in a position where, you know, they grew up in Kellybegs their whole life or outside of Kellybegs, and, you know, this is what they know,
that's,
and
they know.
They can turn their hand to anything within that sector, and it can be very daunting to think that you need to start again, essentially.
100%. I mean, God, when I was going to school, I mean, there wasn't those no boys in secondary school, you know, during the season, because they were all out in the factories working, you know, and that was it. And they were actually at the time earning more money than the teachers would have been. It was a boom. A massive, massive support. And it wasn't just the Kellybegs. It was Burton Port. It was Greencastle, Rathmullen. All of the areas where the fishing, you know, was very, very strong. And what we found was, in the Kellybegs area, we'd have buses coming up from Burton Port, people coming to work here in the factories, and Ardra, Glenties, Kilcar, Carrick, Glen. Farmers would come in, they would work in the factories for the winter time, and then they'd go back to their farming then. And it was just a nice balance. But now we're in a position whereby we've got people who solely relied on that to coming up now and going, what are we going to do? And they're also getting to be a certain age, because as we know, our young people, or a lot of them, are already gone out of the country. But those people of a certain age, and the factory owners and the factory people will rely on them to come back to them again, if, please God, it will come back again. But we need to be really now looking after what we have and thinking outside the box and how we are going to maintain people in the area and ensure that people have a better quality, a good quality of life going forward.